Welcome everybody back to Diggy's Dungeon. It's episode 63. You know, still catching up somehow on all of these things that we missed while we were away. So let's do it, you know? Let's just do it. Instead of fart-arsing around and doing intros, let's just do it. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in the first caller, which is, of course, Akio Sushi. I'm bringing her in now. Hello, Akio.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am okay. I've done absolutely nothing with my weekend, and that kind of feels somewhat good.
That's nice. That's, you know, relaxing, so.
Yeah.
It's the opposite for me, but that's just spring. It's okay. It's because it's, like, event season, so I'm doing that for my part-time job, and then it's also, like, prom and Mother's Day and all these things, so it's like, oh, I am busy.
Everything's coming at once.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh my god. And it's starting to, like, warm up here in a very unpleasant way. So I was like, oh. But, anyway. I'm glad you're doing well. I missed last week, so I'm happy to be back. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I don't even know. Let's see.
Are you desperately trying to find a thread to connect to for the segue?
I don't think I can do it.
No, it doesn't seem very doable.
I don't know. Maybe you can just be like, oh, my life is just so busy. You know, it's part of just being part of the effing world. You know, and we're gonna. So bad. I'm sorry. But, you know, he censored it, so I'm going to censor it, too. But, yeah, warning for people who do watch the video version of this. It is a little graphic, so if you don't want to see that, just listen to the song. You could just listen to the audio-only version. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might want to tab out for this one if you're squeamish. But, yeah, I guess we'll do Lay One Fucking World. And there is a lot of MVBS, so I'm going to quickly try and skim through that.
Yeah,
Right, I'm pretty sure that's the whole song. So,
yeah,
skipping around all of the MVBS and gore, how was that for you, Akio?
I'm not as squeamish as T, but I am more on the more squeamish side. But besides that, I mean, I don't know. I really like the song. I don't know, and if you read the lyrics and you kind of also listen to the tone of the song, it's, like, a little, like, sarcastic in some ways, because it's, like, a very happy song with a very, like, pessimistic message. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think I kind of like the irony, I guess, of the song, and I guess at the same time, like, the music video, like, even though it's, like, very, you know, gory, it also kind of matches that same irony where it's kind of like, it's a very happy sounding song. And yet like the thing that's going on with him is that like kind of like driven into a corner and then, yeah. And then he kind of commits murder. So yep. Not great. But yeah. But I like the song a lot. I think the hook, it's very seamless. And then I think he's a better rapper than he is a singer, but at the same time, the hook is very much needed to kind of, I guess bring it back to the main point, I guess, and to give it a little bit more, I guess, levity or lightness, because the rap kind of just, like, goes, so it's nice.
I think I actually like that he's not the most proficient singer. I think it adds a lot to this song. I really, really like his delivery when he's singing.
Yeah, I like it. Like, this kind of song, it's a kind of a rare type of song, because there's so much, like, there's, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's one of those ones where it's, like, it's hard to describe, like, it's a very complex theme, I guess. And so, it, like, something I can think of that kind of sounds like this, or kind of a similar vein, I guess, is kind of like Zico's Any Song, that same kind of thing. This one's a little bit more pessimistic than Any Song, but similar in theme, I suppose, and similar in like tone, where they both sound very happy, but in reality, like, the message behind it is like, I just want to be left alone, like, or in his case, it's kind of like, I am trying to make it through this world, but I can't, you know, or like, I don't have anyone to be with me in this case. Mm-hmm. Or like, my life isn't like a movie where like, there's someone next door and I can just get to know them just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I like the delivery a lot of this song. Yeah. I think on one hand, this like happy type of song is something I do like to hear. But on the other hand, I'm also like kind of also drawn in by that extra edge to the song as well, where I'm like, oh wow, like there was really some thought put into the lyrics. So thanks, Heather, for, you know, asking us to put on the captions, because they are actually like pretty like good lyrics.
Yeah, I haven't read those before.
Yeah, no, they're good. There's like that line about like, I wish I could make friends out of like vending machines. I wish I came out of vending machines or something like that. I was like, oh, that's really funny. But yeah, what did you think?
Yeah, I really, really like this song. I enjoy it a lot. It's sitting in my playlist. It's getting a lot of play. I've been thoroughly enjoying this one. It's great. And the MV kind of reminds me of this show I watched recently called A Killer Paradox. So if anybody likes this MV, watch that. Kind of similar, kind of driven into a corner. Oops, I've killed someone. You know, like, it's how it goes sometimes.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops, just bludgeon someone to death. Oh dear. But yeah. I really, really like the song. I enjoy it a great deal. I still have been meaning to listen to this album, but I haven't done the whole album yet. But I know that there's at least one good B-side.
Yeah, there's a good album behind this. I went back and re-listened to it. But yeah, it's good. I think I already wrecked Sleepless, but that one's really good. And then I also upon listening back, I also liked Little DMC, or just Lil, L-I-L, DMC. That one's good too.
Oh,
There's a few others that I almost added, but like, but as an album, it's a very like cohesive one, so it's a good listen.
Sure.
Also on that album is the song that he technically released before this, which is called New Zealand. So for people who are interested in this kind of concept video-wise, the music video is like a continuation between like... So this music video is a continuation of New Zealand. Yeah, and so I guess spoil if you want to watch. If you don't want to watch it, he basically is just in his like dream world where he is in New Zealand just by himself and kind of like at peace. But then, like, the people that he kills in this music video keep, like, just, like, looking at him and just, like, kind of, like, haunting him in some ways. Because he's kind of, like, haunted by the fact that, like, oh, yeah, like, I did kill these people.
Mm.
And then it's kind of like, I want to be here and escape, but I can't escape from, like, what I've done, essentially.
God, this really is just a Killer Paradox, the MV, honestly.
Really? I've never seen it.
It's so similar to that show. You need to watch it, honestly. It's so similar.
Okay, yeah, it's very, it's that's kind of like the gist of that music video, the two of these. And so then this one's kind of like going back to show like what was it that caused him to kill these people, essentially. But that song's good too. It's definitely more like calming. So it's not quite the same vein as this song, but it's a very like dreamy type song, which I guess goes along with the theme. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I enjoyed that one as much because it was just kind of quite normal acoustic-y type music from what I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just not my kind of thing.
Definitely not as punchy as this one, but yeah.
This one just has like such an amazing backing track. And, you know, it's one of those few times where you actually have someone who's good enough of a rapper that you want to hear rap. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Both him and B.Y., yeah, both great.
I know, it's true. I mean, I forgot to give props to BY, but his part is really good too. And it's nice because Leiwan has a higher tone rap, and then BY is a deeper. So it kind of gives a different perspective and a different sound to the rap. So it's not just like, you know, the same type of flow and the same type of delivery. So, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. Big thumbs up to Leiwan. I definitely need to listen to his album.
Yeah, give the album a listen. It's good. I think Sleepless is for sure the best single besides this one, but it's. But it's good. It's a good listen. So yeah. All right. Okay. We can move on to my second one. Speaking of Mother's Day, the second one I'm doing is Hello Gloom's Mamacita. So let's listen to that.
Let's do it. Mamacita nigga. Yeah. Let's do it.
Because I love it, I love it, I love it.
Hey, mamacita. How was that, Akio?
Oh my god, that song is so fun. Like, I don't know, like, if this song came up on in the club, like, you would find me dancing, not very well, but dancing, you know. But it just has that, like, chant nature to it, like, where, I don't know, I feel like, I think y'all mentioned it, but you're like, I feel like I'm at, like, a sporting event, or, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? It feels like you're at a soccer event, you're all kind of, you know, like, you know, you're on the club, you're all jumping down, your arms around everyone, you're jumping together, and you're, hey, you know what I mean?
I'm expecting an oggy, 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 oi, oi, oi in the middle of this.
I mean, I can see that. I can honestly see that. So, I don't know, I'm kind of a sucker for this kind of song. It's kind of one of those ones where, like, you know, at this point, you're just, like, it's the point of the night where y'all are drunk enough where you just let go of your shame and just go for it. You know what I mean? So, so, yeah, I just liked it a lot. I liked the bass line a lot of it. So, Hello Gloom is from the same agency. They changed their name to Way Better. But it used to be, I forgot what it was, but yeah, it has him and From 20 in it, mm-hmm. and they're both from, formerly from Big Star, but yeah, I mean, props to them, they're just, like, two basically pretty small artists, because Big Star was never that big.
I never realized this guy was from Big Star, too.
Yeah, they're both from Big Star, so.
And I need to start checking which of all of the bloody soloists that I end up liking songs from are from Big Star, because apparently they all are.
Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, no, they decided to start their agency together, and it was cool, because I think from the context of, like, I mean, I didn't realize it, because I already started, I think between the two, I technically like From 20 stuff a little bit more.
Yeah.
But Hello Gloom, this is the first one where I'm like, oh, this is really good. But, like, at the same time those songs were coming out is when we were watching Mix 9. So it was fun to be like, oh, there's Raewon, and, you know, and just, like, recognize him and be like, oh, I'm so glad that he has, like, you know, stuff that he's doing afterwards, and it's really good. Typically Hello Gloom has always done more, I guess, more dance-forward, but they haven't been as, like, successful, I guess, compared to, like, you know, From 20. Mm. 20 stuff, which has a little bit more, like, retro. It's still dance, but it's, like, more retro.
From my experience as well, Hello Gloom is very kind of, he tends to represent the LGBTQ community.
I think so, yeah, because I think, you're right, I think one of his songs, there's, like, drag queens in it or something.
Yeah, from, like, the dance. Dancing in the Dark, so. I think. In the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and this one is, like, super camp. Yeah. This is, like, definitely a gay club anthem for sure.
It definitely does feel that way. I mean, the music video, same thing, you know. So that makes sense.
Pink cowboy hat. Come on.
Yeah, it's the pink cowboy. Not all the men around him, just the pink cowboy hat.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I think it's just a good song. It's a good dance pop song. I think when I first posted it. Or when I first heard it, I was like, oh, there's a lot of, like, it sits the same table as B.I.'s Die for Love. So, like, if I wasn't actually good, like, if I could actually remix things, it'd be really fun to try to do, like, a remix of those two songs.
Oh, okay. Put that in the Bangers and Mashups channel. Let's go.
Yeah, I wish. I can't do it. I would need, like, Symmetric or something, you know?
Yeah, we need Symmetric, like, so bad right now. Some of these Bangers and Mashups.
We miss you. Please help us. make these like niche mashups that no one asked for besides like literally me.
Yeah, literally one person in our tiny community asked for. So
I know. It's actually so funny. But like whenever I listen to the song or whenever I listen to Die for Love, sometimes I'll like put them back to back and then I'll literally like sing along to the other song while this one's playing and it'll be like, in my head, this sounds so good. But yeah, this is just like, it's just a lot of fun. He's a great performer. I think he has a lot of charisma. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have nothing much else to say. What do you think?
I don't really like his voice. I think he has a pretty boring voice.
Oh, sure.
Outside of that, like, I don't typically really like these like ultra camp club songs, but it's hard not to get into it, you know? Like... I don't know. It makes me laugh more than I, like, unironically enjoy it, I think. But, you know, I can't really disrespect this, you know. It's just a fun, silly club song, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Who doesn't want to do the, Mamacita, every time it comes on? Like, you just want to do it. Nothing you can do about
that. No, for real. It's a chant. It's a chant. So, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Come on, this is absolutely all of us like eight drinks deep at a wedding, you know. this is.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those. Yeah. It's like one of those last minute, like, yeah, like the last few songs. Like, it's not the last song because they always choose like a more, you know, classic song that everyone knows. But this one's one of those ones where it's like the second to last or third to last song when everyone's just like gone.
Yeah, this is late enough into it where everyone's blasted, but not so late that they've all started throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is.
This is a song, upon after singing this song is when people throw up.
Yeah. This is just like to start going to the loo.
Like, right after the song is when, you're like, okay, ooh.
Yeah, you, don't you use up all the last like, bits of energy. Room, like,
oh, man.
But yeah, it's fun. I can't really hate it. Can't bring myself to hate it.
I can also. All right. Well, I think this is the only one. I think this is the only song on the album. There's nothing else. It's a single song. I think Soder mentioned something really funny where he only sold like 9 copies or something of it. And he was like, he reposted it and was like, honestly, I'm okay with that. We're still going. So I was like, I respect that.
Yeah, I can see that. T is absolutely right, by the way, saying it's a FIFA song. This is absolutely a FIFA song. You're so right. I can absolutely imagine being in the main menu of FIFA and Mamacita comes along while I'm trying to load up my MK Don's career. You know it. You know what it is. It's immaculate. T's spot on. If this isn't in the next FIFA, they did wrong. That's all we're saying.
I don't really play FIFA, but I could do that.
I haven't for several years, but it's, you know, it definitely fits with that. she knows because Mr. T's all about that, I think. But
okay.
It's definitely a FIFA song for sure. But anyway,
yeah, I could do that.
Shall we see if we can have a happy ending to your call? Ooh.
Okay, nice. I was about to use that segue too, but try to get me to it. But yeah, we're gonna listen to Brian's suggestion. And it's Granada's happy ending.
Yeah, let's go. Here we go. Happy ending. 물에 빠져도 살아난 심청이 딸 찾은 신봉사 눈 뜨고 달라도 같은 얘기 제각기 happy ending 결국엔 다 happy ending 다 happy ending 다 happy ending 시련, 고난, 실패, 좌절 다 무찌르고 happy ending 눈물이 강물돼 이어도 행복이라는 바다로 나는 happy ending 고민한다 걱정한다 신경 쓸 필요 없잖아
성대모사 절도로 해피엔딩. 달라도 같은 얘기 제각기 해피엔딩. 결국엔 다 해피엔딩. 다 해피엔딩. 다 해피엔딩.
Okay, Granada, happy ending. Wow, I hadn't seen that yet, so that was quite interesting for me. How was that for you, Akio?
I hadn't seen it either, so it was really interesting. Let me read the spiel that Brian gave. He said, the style of music that Granada does is called fusion gugak, which takes traditional Korean folk music and Korean classical music and combines them with elements taken from contemporary styles of popular music and Western music. The name of the members and their instruments. Jae-hee Lim plays the daegum. Mm-hmm. Da-young Lee plays the haegum. Jennie So is vocals, so the lady with the red hair. Kim Yoo-jung plays the gaegum. And Ho Byung Kim plays the haegum as well.
There you go.
So yeah, wanted to give that little spiel. Thank you for your mass knowledge of very, very niche K-pop. But yeah, it was cool. I've never listened to it, so I don't know, I watched this drama a long time ago that has, I forgot what her name is, but she's like really big for being in like You're Beautiful and all that stuff. But it was this drama called Heartstrings, so she's like a gaegum player.
Cool.
But yeah, and so they like have this competition against the, like the rock students on campus, and they like update their they like do like a modern day, like basically this, but just like a modern day version where they play like traditional like instruments. But yeah, so it kind of reminded me of that. It was fun. It's very like, this is also kind of camp in some ways. it was fun. It was fun. I liked it. Like, I don't know. I think if I was to see this in real life, I'm like, man, or even watching this video, I was like, they're just having so much fun doing this. It's just kind of infectious. I don't think I would try to search this out personally for myself. This is like not the kind of sound that I would like seek for, but it's very unique, and it's just like, oh, this is really fun. Like something that like going to a live concert would be really fun for. Yeah, I mean, I laughed a bit about that random guy they had come in the middle to just like dance, and then he just like left.
Stage left. See ya.
And it was interesting how I feel like they also had some horns in it too or something. I thought I heard some like, you know, trumpets or something like that in there too.
It's weird because they have they show the girls with the traditional instruments, but they're mixed really low, so you can't really hear them most of the
song. Yeah, it's really hard to hear them. Yeah,
and then there's all of these modern instruments being played that we don't see, which is very odd.
There was a lot more horns in it than I thought than I expected, and I kind of wished like if they were going to do like a fusion that they would have kind of like all the instrumentalists together, and then you're right, like I couldn't hear the haegum, I think that's what those two were.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear those two very well. The flute was a little bit easier to hear because as well, flute's just a little more piercing. Mm-hmm. But everything else was a little hard to hear. Like I couldn't hear the gaegum at all. But
I mean, it was cool when they all did solos, but I don't know, I just wish they mixed these like three times higher than they actually did.
Yeah, I mean, that's supposed to be the concept, right? Especially since it's what's not shown on screen, so I do kind of wish.
Yeah.
They kind of turned it up, but it's a really cool concept. I mean,
I'm down. I love the idea.
like, I think it would be interesting, like, if for any reason, which they have no reason to do this, but if they somehow did a collaboration with, like, Rolling Quartz or something, that would be really fun.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so I think just following that, I guess, heartstrings collaboration thing would be really cool.
That'd be cool. I'm definitely interested in seeing more from this lot, though, because that was interesting. I don't think it was, like, the most amazing song, but it was fun, and it's a really cool idea, basically, more than anything else. It's just a really cool idea, and I really want to see more of this type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be really cool if they did their own stuff, but they also, like, every once in a while just invite, like, guests that aren't typically from, you know, the traditional Korean music world.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, like, you know, spice it up a little bit and kind of, like, see how can we mix these, like, people and slash more instruments with this genre of music, I guess. So I think it'd be interesting to invite, like, different, just individual singers, or, like, I can also imagine them doing something with, like, Forestella or something, and that'd be really interesting.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to
see that. Yeah, so I think it'd be cool. But yeah, thanks for asking us to call this in, Brian. It was cool.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Really, really cool idea. I enjoyed that. But yeah, I will, before you go, actually, Yako, do you have anything you'd like to shout out? I always forget to do this bit.
Let's see here. I don't know. I feel like, did I already, like, I'm not sure if I, like, wrecked some stuff, so sorry if I, like, you know, double things up. I'll try not to. I would like to write this song called Good Memories by Just, featuring B.I. That's a good one. And then a few other ones, Like a Star by Eloy and featuring Rich Boy Hardy.
That was cool, yeah. I like that.
You probably can't put this in, so I guess less work for you, but just to say, Roller Coaster, which is by Syrup, featuring Suman and AGO. And I haven't listened to the full album yet, but TWLV, I'm not sure if it's 12 or just TWLV,
mm-hmm.
just came out with a new album. Like, it's actually, like, a full album, like, 16 songs or something like that. And I've only listened to part of it, but of the part of that I've listened to, I see Trust. You're breaking my trust. Rendezvous.
Sweet. I will try to edit all of that in when I'm editing.
Can't do roller coaster, but I just wanted to say. So
we probably can, yeah, though. I feel like Japanese stuff has been getting more lax lately.
Okay. Well,
it's actually more so the English language stuff that gets me claimed these days.
Oh, that's so weird.
Which is insane.
Okay, yeah, it was almost always the Japanese stuff for a while, so I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it. I hope you have a good rest of the show with tea, and I'll be running over to a flower convention after this, so have a good show. Yes.
Yeah, enjoy the convention. And
thank you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, my last caller of the day is the wonderful T. I'm going to bring her in now. Let's see what she's talking about. This should be a good one. Hello, T.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good, I'd say.
Good. That's good news. Yeah. Really enjoyed Akio's call, and she just got some great ideas and opinions across very efficiently. I'll try and do the same.
We don't need max efficiency, we'll be fine. We'll see how we do.
Yeah. Well, this week has gone very quickly, actually. And so I feel like I haven't really added too many new songs to my rotation. And I think there's been a really strong lot of recent songs that I've been loving. So the bar for adding into my like playlist, which is called The Latest Crack, which is like my current obsession playlist, is like the bar's quite high. So I didn't even add this one in, to be fair, but I did really, really like it, and I may still add it in. And it's a song by yet another new girl group called B-Wave. And that debut, I think, fairly sure.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah. Song called Sing.
The girls start coming and they don't stop coming. Let's let's do B-Wave Sing. Here we go.
Come down.
Okay, T, do you want to sing with them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
Not really.
Oh, that's a shame.
I just want to keep doing the A Mamacita.
Oh, no, don't get that on my head again, please. Just God's sake. This is, like, I think equally catchy, though. Like, that chorus
is
equally...
I don't think it's close.
I can very quickly get this back into my head if I need to, which I do. So, yeah, to me,
Akio's on it.
No, stop it. But I'm bum 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 with me. No.
What bum 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 bum. We're doing that one now.
God. So the first thing that struck me, so I don't know what the first thing actually, oh, I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. Sorry.
Oh, here we go. First live bless you on the show.
I try not to because my sneezes are ridiculous.
Honestly, we need a ridiculous sneeze. Do it. This is a clip. TikTok gonna love this when someone eventually makes TikTok clips of the show.
Oh god. What? Can you stop like distracting me?
Derailing.
Yeah, derailing. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So what first? So I watched this because, you know, girl group, I always click. And then I was like really pleasantly surprised by the fact that straight away it wasn't going to be another like low effort sounding New Jeans like copy. I could straight away hear that it was a much brighter, happier song. And the other thing that caught my eye was how smiley and like bubbly the girls seem, as again standing out a little bit from the recent trend of like not moving my face, not really moving my body, you know. Stuff that's been happening. So I definitely noticed that they had great energy and really smiley. I love that outfit. It's like absolutely, I mean, a couple of them are a tad like toilet paper looking, but
love the
general,
toilet paper.
In general, I love a bit of like chiffon and sparkles, like that will always make me happy. And yeah, and then I found that I was like, okay, the chords are very Mackie D chords, like we're very basic, and it really is the same chords the whole way through, like very much so. But the chorus is super catchy. I love it, and I love there's a little trill that they do in the chorus, and I think it's beautiful, and that was a nice little touch, and I was sold. So yeah, and then I was thinking, oh, it reminds me a lot of Pentagon's Shine, and you'll be like, it's not, but to me that backing track with the like repeating piano is very very much my reminding me of Shine.
I think Shine's a lot better though.
Yeah Well, it's a similar sort of thing. The reason I don't love Shine is because it's Mackie D chords. And I know a lot of people absolutely love that song. And yeah, it's the same thing here, but for some reason...
But there's women here, so you like it.
Exactly, that's probably it, mate, to be honest.
Miss Andrus T at it again.
Anyway, so like, it's not that. Like, if like, you know, if Shine had more like sparkle and chiffon, then I'd probably.
There you go,
like,
guys. Just wear a dress, and you'll get T to listen to your songs. That's the thing.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so yeah, really pleased. And then, so I looked into a little bit about where these girls have come from, but. As always, Brian comes in with to assist, and he said that one of the girls was on Mix 9, but ranked 134th. So I think we can be forgiven for not remembering.
I don't even remember there being 134 people on Mix 9, but sure, she must not have got very far.
We probably skipped that bit.
Yeah.
We only care about the top 20 guys, so we're famous. And one of them was in. a group that was on My Teenage Girl, which just sounds like a horrendous.
Yeah, how is that being approved in this day and age?
So, yeah, so obviously, and I don't know where they got the rest of them from, but it's not, they're not like all straight out of a show. So they've been put together. So there's been, you know, some thought by some sort of professionals putting them together. And yeah, I think it's just a bit of a breath of fresh air amongst like recent stuff, really. And I think the chorus is really catchy and I love that little trill. What can I say? I'm quite pleased with it. How about you?
I think it's extremely mediocre, personally. I think that the verses, like, largely suck. The chorus is fine, but it's nothing, like, revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the production isn't, like, blowing my mind. It's just mediocre. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not, I, as much as I listen to it, I just find myself glazing over. I just don't really care. It doesn't really pull me in at all.
Well, fair enough.
There's nothing really to it that's, like, standout to me. It's just like, you know, AI-generated girl group in the lab.
I think it's a little bit different, though, to the recent stuff that's more like
that. Well, only to the stuff that's trying to be New Jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, true, true.
Outside but of that, I think it's a relatively normal girl group song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brian just said it's a remake of a song that came out in 2003.
True. I forgot about that. I'd really be interested to hear that, slash watch it, actually. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah,
have a little look.
I'll edit in the original when I'm doing it. For editing me, it's by Sugar. I'll try to edit it in after that.
How's your day going editing, Dickie?
Badly, most likely.
So, yeah. I haven't added it onto my crack playlist because there's just too much other good stuff on there at the moment. But, I have it on my main playlist, like other K-pop playlist, and yeah, I think it's fairly happy. Yeah,
I don't think I'll be adding it to mine, but I think I'll be editing adding good old Mamacita.
Oh, do you know what? I think I'm going to be adding that as well. To be honest, yeah. In fact, I'm going to do that right now.
That's the crack song. That's definitely the crack song.
I think that
song
is going to be in it.
Yeah.
Who was it by again?
Hello Bloom.
Right, done.
Beautiful.
Okay, so moving on to a song which I know you've wanted to talk about for a little while now.
Finally
we are gonna talk about a song from about a month ago, which is Taba, who came out with an amazing, really amazing album, and this was released off of it, and it's with Dean, and it's called Chika.
Yes, Taba Chika, here we go. Where's your baby? Watch bar is nothing. Rest hour of nothing. 우린 아직까지만 해. 또 좋아하는 내 소맨. 걸어볼게 in that sense. 돼야 너 돼. All he remembers is your toothbrush. How was that for you, T?
Yeah, it's just the gift that keeps on giving, that song, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I just realised that I got completely confused, and that album that I'm thinking of was actually last year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that
was we're saying off of it.
I know.
This is new. But it's been like, what, like 6 weeks since this came out that I've been dropping unsubtle hints that I want to cover it.
I'm so sorry because I got completely mixed up because I could have sworn that that album was like really recently.
Nope.
But
5 months
ago. But actually, yeah, that was back in 2023. And so, yeah, I could have sworn this was off that album, but this was just a single on its own, wasn't it? Like more recently. So
yep.
I thought this was like older and that song album was more recent, I guess. I just got a bit confused. But yeah, so sorry about that. But that's this is just a single release, so it was like a nice bonus extra to that that album, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I still always recommend that album because it was fantastic. But yeah, this was just one on its own. What a treat.
Yep. You know, they managed to dig out missing person Dean to be on this, you know. We'll take it.
Yeah, finally.
Anywhere we can get Dean, we'll take it, particularly when it's with Tava, who... in my opinion, is making the most interesting R&B out at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you want to like watch anybody in R&B, it should probably be Tabba. He's just making such good stuff lately. I'm just so impressed.
Yeah, we finally got what we asked for. Like, we finally actually got something we were asking for with Dean. So it actually finally happened. And, so much credit to Tabba, but Dean is fantastic in this as well. Mm-hmm. So good. I say it's the gift that keeps on giving because, I always say about songs where like the last minute or the last 30 seconds, between the last 30 seconds and a minute is like, they give you even more than they have done throughout the rest of the great song. And I absolutely love that. It's always such a treat to have a section at the end that's just like the culmination of the rest of the song, and it just really builds up and ends so amazingly, and all the harmonies and all the emotion in the last like 30 seconds is so good, incredible. And but I'm never gonna like listen to the song and like skip to that last 30 seconds because you've got to have the whole effect of like building up to it, and it's amazing build up across the song, and then kind of culminates in that bit at the end, and it's just perfect, and it's like proper soulful R&B, like visually and like musically. They do a really great job of it, and I always love to see that genuine like emotion in a song. And yeah, it's just a beautiful song, and kind of painful and sad and pretty all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Just incredible.
And their voices are just so unlike anything else. Like both of them, their voices are so unlike anything else you're going to hear anywhere else. Straight away, I can identify their really unique voices. And they just texturally sound so good. And you get the effect of like the one and then the other. And it's so good. And that's why I love that they save Dean till like a little bit later on in the song, because it's just such a nice bit as well.
Yep.
So yeah, I love to see guys that are a bit more unique looking as well. I love that so much. Always appreciate that. And they both look like gorgeous in this. And yeah, it's just a delight. Really good. And we need more, please.
Yep. Any more Tabba we can get, I'm here. You know, I seem to just love everything he puts out lately. So, you know, more of it, please. He just brings such quality to everything. Like, the instrumentals are just so cool in his songs. And then, like, he plays with the rhythm in, like, a more interesting way than most seem to at the moment in R&B. Like, he's just really cool, all the stuff he makes. I'm just so into it. It's hard to articulate why I'm so into it, but I just love it.
He uses a lot of, like, onomatopoeia stuff. As well, like obviously in this song it's with like the lyrics and the sounds, and that's just really nice as well. I do think they should have called it Toothbrush.
Yeah,
I get the choice, but to me it is the Toothbrush song. But yeah, I like the way he uses like the sounds, and yeah, the lyrics are like pretty good as well, but like, you don't even sort of need them with a song like this because you can tell like what it's about. And when you realize the whole like toothbrush connection, it's like also like, yeah, just throw the toothbrush away, mate. Do you know what I mean? I don't continue to look at the toothbrush. Just a bit and move on with your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
she ain't coming back for the toothbrush. She's just going out down to Tesco, paying like a pound and getting one.
Exactly. Right. She's straight out there for another Colgate one. You know, bash that out easy.
Exactly. Irreplaceable, mate. It's not like she's left her, like, I don't know, toasty maker. And then she may be coming back.
That's the next one. Your toasty maker.
You didn't clean the cheese off before you left.
All that's left is your Dyson hairdryer. I know you're coming back for that. It's bloody expensive.
Oh my God, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It'd be one of those. She's naming all the expensive things she's left in his house.
This is the toothbrush, and honestly, that I'm sorry, mate. Maybe that's what it's about. It's the pain of the fact that she didn't leave something more expensive. And then,
yeah, why couldn't it have been the OLED switch? Come on.
Oh, I love it. It's a win either way, because you can either wait for her to come back for it, or you can just sell it on Facebook Marketplace and actually make some good money off of it.
Exactly.
So either way, it's a win. But toothbrush, you can't sell that on Marketplace. Like, no. That's not going to go well. It's a little bit of the same vein of Chromeo's personal effects song, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, true.
About the girl like leaving stuff, except in that song she like does it on purpose.
She knew just what she was doing.
Yeah, leaving it. Yeah. Anyway. So really glad we finally got to talk about this song. Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
Just that I love both these guys and I want more from them. And you know, I feel like R&B has been on a bit of a downward trend for quite a while now. And I feel like we need people like Tabba and Dean to bring it back up.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really feel like we have the same kind of quality of R&B people that we used to, maybe.
Maybe they're just merging a little bit, and there's a bit becoming a bit blurred with more R&B people doing more like poppy stuff, and, you know, vice versa, that the lines are becoming a little bit more blurred now. Would you agree?
Yeah, but is he even like in the same places you're getting like... Like, I know that this, I'm saying this in front of multiple GOT7 fans, but having Yugyeom doing music instead of having, like, Jay Park or Gray or Loco doing music is a downgrade. Like, I'm sorry. Because they would be having the same songs, but instead I have Yugyeom doing it, and it's a bit of a shame. And, like, yeah, I just don't really feel like we have the same R&B stars that we used to have, you know?
Yeah.
It used to be really easy to find like loads and loads and loads of interesting R&B, whereas now a lot of it feels like you've heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need people like Tabba who are making stuff that doesn't really sound like you've heard a million times before.
Yeah, definitely.
It's part of why I love him so much, because he just that like I can't think of another artist in the R&B space that sounds like Tabba. I don't think there's anyone making the same kind of music as him at the moment, and I'm really thankful for that.
Right.
Yeah, I hope for more from him, and obviously, you know, Dean, where the fuck is that second album, man? Come on. He released some random ass fucking song with no video or something last year that wasn't even that good, and then we had nothing. What happened, man? What's going on? Have you disappeared up your own ass again, Dean? Really? What's going on, buddy? I need to know.
Diggy, I'm so sorry, but I think I need to go. I think I have somebody awake that I need to go and see to. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
No worries. So great to talk to you, and I'll hopefully be back in a minute.
Yeah, all good. Talk to you in a bit.
Bye.
Okay, well, for now, we'll call that the end of the show. But yes, thank you, audio listeners. It's been a good one. I'll be back next week, hopefully, assuming that people can make it. And yeah, that's end of the show. Talk to you later.